This is very familiar scriptures to us, and I would like for us to read them aloud together, if we can. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's read it aloud together. Verse 1, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, and Ethiopia and Seba for thee." Hallelujah. Can we read verse 2 again together? "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Hallelujah. Can you just reach your hand up and claim that scripture tonight? Claim the word of God. Hallelujah. God's word is forever settled in heaven. Thank you for your word tonight, God. Thank you for the word of God, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're with us, God. You've called us by name, Lord. Hallelujah. Saying, fear not. You've redeemed us. I thank you for it. Bless us tonight, God, in this service. To receive a special blessing from you, God. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. Fear not, I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Glory to God. That's what the Bible says. Thank you, Jesus. I want to preach tonight from verse number 2 where it says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." Verse 2 says, "And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee." Verse 2 says, "When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." Now I want to preach tonight on "I'm going through." Amen. I'm going through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ever heard somebody say, "I'm going through it"? Well, praise God. I'm going through. Amen. I'm not stopping. "When thou passest through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou passest through the waters," through. I'm going through. Is anybody going through tonight? Church, I'm going through. Hallelujah. There's a song that we have in the song book, and it says, "I'm going through Jesus." Hallelujah. I'm going through. Do y'all know that song? Praise God. It's on page 123. It said, "Lord, I have started to walk in the light, shining upon me from heaven so bright. I bade the world and its follies adieu. I've started in Jesus, and I'm going through. I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I'm going through Jesus. I'm going through." Verse 2 says, "Oh, there are many who start in the race, but with the light refuse to keep pace. Others accept it because it is new, but not very many expect to go through. But I'm going through. I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I'm going through Jesus. I'm going through." Hallelujah. You going through tonight? I want to preach tonight on "I'm going through." Hallelujah. He said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I'm going through, Lord. I'm going through, church. I'm going through, family. I'm going through. I'm not turning back. Amen. No turning back. I've heard saints of God say that. There's nothing to turn back to. I'm not turning back. What is there to turn back to? Hallelujah. What is there to go back to? Glory to God. The Bible says in Luke chapter number 17 that Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. You know what happened to Lot's wife? She looked back from behind him. She was already in the back. She was already lingering back. And she looked back. The Bible says that the angel said, don't look back. Amen. Do not look behind you. There's a danger in looking back. Hallelujah. We're not to look back. We're not to turn back. You know, the Bible talks about the shield, and we don't have no covering for our back. And if you dress that Roman soldier, you dress that Christian soldier, you dress him in the armor that is laid out in Ephesians chapter number 6, where he said, take unto ye the whole armor of God. There's no protection for the back. Now I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that lost out with God simply because they turned back. They may have not taken a lot of steps, but they turned around. The devil shot them. Amen. Right in the back, and they went down. But I'm telling you, I'm going through tonight, and I believe the Lord will help us to go through. I believe the Lord will give us the strength to go through. Now I want to preach just very simple tonight and try not to hold y'all too long. I thank the Lord for His presence that I feel in my soul tonight. Thank the Lord for His goodness in this service. Hallelujah. No turning back. I'm not turning back. I'm going through the rivers. Hallelujah. The Lord said He would be with us. He created us. He formed us. He said, fear not. When you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. Thank God for the continual companionship of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is with us. Hallelujah. Amen. And God wants us to keep our face set towards glory, because heaven is just around the corner. Not only heaven, we don't know what we'll face. Our sister didn't know, amen, what she would face this week, last week. Amen. Praise God. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow, and we know who holds our hand. And one thing, no matter what comes and no matter what goes, I'm going through. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Through the waters, through the rivers, through the fire. Amen. Many times saints of God have to go through hard trials, and hard tests, and hard places in life. But if we'll have our mind made up that we're going through it, praise God, the Lord will be there with us. No turning back. I'm not turning back. I know I'm preaching simple tonight, but the Lord, amen, would like to speak to us. Amen. Can we say, I'm not turning back? The Bible tells us in Hebrews that they were strangers and pilgrims. You know, we're strangers and pilgrims on this earth. You know what a stranger and a pilgrim is? There's somebody just, a pilgrim is passing through. A stranger is someone who doesn't belong there, fit in. We don't fit in this world. We don't belong in this world. Matter of fact, the Bible said we have our conversation in heaven. It means, that word literally means our citizenship right there. Our citizenship is in heaven. Hallelujah. It said they were persuaded of the promises and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. Brother Curtis asked me about a song that we had sang one time, said, I don't want to get adjusted to this world, I've got a home that's so much better. I'm going to go there sooner or later. I don't want to get adjusted to this world. You know, people that are going to hell, all the joy they have is in this world. Amen. Sometimes I think about people that are lost and I'm like, Lord, you know, be good to them because they're going to have to suffer for all eternity. Amen. Lord, they're going to have to suffer. Amen. But I'm telling you, the saints of God, the suffering that we go through in this world, it's not even worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. It's not even worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Amen. They confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. I'm talking about no turning back. I'm preaching on tonight. I'm going through. They that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Listen to verse 15. If truly they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. You know, you can't always think about the past. You can't always think about that. You know, the devil, amen, will cause people to forget all their bad memories and just remember all the good times. Amen. I heard a statement the other day, somebody said something talking about going to church and said they wouldn't serve a God that, you know, let something bad happen to their life. You know, they had some bad things happen in their life and they said, I wouldn't serve a God and let that happen. I said, you are serving the God that did it. You're serving the devil. He's the one that did it. He's the one that broke up your home. Alcohol, the God of alcohol, the God of sin, the God of lust, he's the one that did it. You're serving the God that messed up your life. That don't make no sense to me. I'm going to serve the God that's good to me. Everything that's bad in this world is a result of sin. Even Christians. Amen. We wouldn't suffer if it wasn't for sin. We wouldn't die if it wasn't for sin. Even though he took the stinger out of it. Hallelujah. He took the stinger right out of death. For the saint of God. But he didn't take the stinger out. Amen. For the sinner. Amen. And I know God allows us to suffer to bring glory to his name as children of God. I know that. But all things that is evil in this world is a result of Adam and Eve sinning. It was a perfect world before sin. And people say, well, I wouldn't serve God that let that happen. Well, come on, church. Hallelujah. Amen. Serve God then. Because the devil, the god of this world, is the one that causes people to fall and stumble. And amen. The god of sin and lust. But said if they had been mindful of that country, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country. Abraham came out. Amen. His dad died, but he buried him and kept on going to the land of Canaan. Amen. Lot said, I'm going down here to Sodom, and Abraham kept on building altars. Hallelujah. And kept on praying. And even went and rescued Lot out of the city, or out of the when the enemy had taken Lot out of Sodom. And Abraham and his servants went and rescued him. And you'll find that story there when Melchizedek came out and Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek. You can remember that is when Abraham had went and rescued Lot, but Lot still went down there to Sodom. But Abraham kept on building altars. He said, I'm not turning back. He said, I desire a better country, that is a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Amen. Hallelujah. Abraham was known as the friend of God. He wasn't ashamed of it either. God wasn't ashamed of it. Said, there's the friend of God. And that didn't bother God at all. I wonder sometimes if we walk by and somebody said, there's some holiness folks. And I wonder if God up in heaven, ooh, kind of blush a little bit. Say, ooh, okay. Huh? It wasn't that way with Abraham. He lived such a life that God was not ashamed to be called his God. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm talking about no turning back. He could have went back. Amen. He could have turned around. He could have threw in the towel and said, I'm not doing it. Amen. We've got this problem with Lot. Amen. He's went down to Sodom. My brothers left me and here I am. No, Abraham kept on serving God. Amen. Kept on living for God. I'm preaching tonight on I'm going through. Hallelujah. I'm going through, Jesus. I'm going through. No turning back. I believe that when we get our mind made up, hallelujah, that we're going through, the devil has to change tactics. Amen. He ain't never going to quit fighting, just like sister talking about tonight. Amen. The devil will come back on us. But I'm telling you what, amen, when he's got our mind, when he realizes we've got our mind made up, he'll have to change tactics. Amen. We're not turning around. I'm not going back. Ain't there a song that said defeat is one word, or retreat? Is it defeat or retreat? Defeat is one word I just don't use. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If they had been mindful of that country, they might have had opportunity to have returned. I know the devil wants to make it seem so great, and he wants us to focus on all our hardships and troubles and trials. Amen. But I'm telling you what, the peace of God is greater than all the things in this world. I was speaking to some of the family out there today and talking about, you know, everything we gain in this world, can't take it. Nothing. Not one dime.
Amen.
Not one outfit. Not one piece of gold. Not one piece of land. Not one car. Not nothing, not a diamond, not a nothing. You ain't gonna take it. We ain't gonna take it with us. That's why it's important for relationships to be true. Amen. And mended. That's why it's important for us to invest in people and to invest in the kingdom of God and to invest in the things of God and get full of God. Because that's all that matters anyways. Amen. But I'm talking about no turning back here just briefly. The Bible said that Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. That means she held on to her. She had her all wrapped up in a grasp. Amen. She said, I'm not letting go. Amen. Naomi said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or return from following thee. For where thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. I've seen people join up with God's people, and they fit in more at the church than they do at a family get together. And that, my heart goes out, because you know I don't know nothing about that. I thank God for my family and my wife's family. I mean, we can go around Christmas or whatever and talk about the things of God. And my mother and father-in-law, they're not going to, you know, run out the room or nothing like that. You know, we can talk about somebody getting saved or something. I thank God. But you know, it's not always that way for every child of God. Some people, they feel out of place at family get-togethers. Amen. They feel out of place at birthday parties or things like that. And I have had people tell me, maybe some here said, Brother Sam, I'm closer to my church people than I am my own family.
Amen.
Ruth said, I'm not going back to my people because my gods are back there. My old gods. She said, go back to your people and to your gods. She said, I will not go back. Thy people shall be my people and thy God my God. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said, there's nobody that left father or mother or sister or brother or houses or lands, amen, or all these things, said, for my sake that shall not receive, amen, 100-fold and in life eternal in the next world. Glory to God. God's not unfaithful. Hallelujah. Now I know, you know, we live distance from family, you know, and Sister Bobby said something about come down here and suffer. Man, I'm telling you, I've just suffered, gained all this weight and everything. I mean, I have been suffering. Amen. Bought houses and sold them. I mean, just suffering. Amen. Got a house full of children that are healthy. I mean, just suffering. You know, the world looks on you, not you, but you know, the world said, man, look at them just suffering, living for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Been with the same woman since I married her. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Can you imagine? Amen. This world. praise God, the things that they go through and the suffering that they really do go through. Amen. The only time I'll tell people, I love to tell people when I preach in jail, say when they call me, you know, and all them calls, I'll call them back and say, I just got out of jail. I love to tell them that. And they, you know, or somebody's texting me and then I say, I'm sorry. You know, people send you a text and man, I mean, you, if you ain't replied in 30 seconds, they think you're dead or something. But you can't take your phone in jail. But that's just 2017, right? But I mean, I'll reply back and say, I've been in jail. What? You know? But that's the only time I've been in jail. And they may throw me in for preaching one day, but that's all right. Thank God I ain't been suffering. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God I've joined up. Amen. I know we live distance for sure from Sister Bethany's parents, and my children have grandparents. They got so many pawpaws, so many grandmas. And they're not even kin to them. And these kids at Christmas, they get more from people in the church, you know, and birthdays, you know. And I mean, praise God, I'm talking about it's worth it to join up with God's people. And I've got great family, but I'm just telling you it's worth it to join up with God's people. You'll never regret it, Ruth. Hallelujah. She's the grandmother of David. Hallelujah. Of Jesse. Hallelujah. The great-grandmother of David. Hallelujah. She gave birth to Obed. And Obed's son was Jesse. And Jesse's son was David. And I can see them sitting around there. Amen. Tell us the story, Daddy, about Grandma Ruth one more time. Amen. Well, I'll tell you the story. Amen. She wouldn't go back to Moab. Amen. She said, "Don't turn him back." Amen. In church, when we get it in our mind and heart that we're not turning back, God will make something great out of us. Amen. Hallelujah. God's in control. Amen. God's in control. He can make the children whatever He wants them to be. Hallelujah. Those children might be a doctor or a lawyer, might be a missionary, might be a preacher. Hallelujah. Praise God, I've got family right now, you know, distant. We'd go up there, you know, and there was backsliding, you know. I mean, y'all probably got some like that that was raised right, and then every year, you know, they're going further and further out. And I'm telling you, we come in there, rolled in there, and, you know, just, you know, ain't got nothing. And they, you know, they got all these fancy clothes and all this, and it wasn't because my mom and dad wouldn't give it to us. It was because there was so many of us. I mean, you know, you can't buy designer jeans for 8 boys. Right? When you're worried about feeding them, she said we sat at breakfast and asked what was for lunch while we were scarfing down, you know, 12 or 14 biscuits. At least 2 apiece, you know. We're scarfing them down and we're saying what's for lunch while we're eating biscuits and gravy and tomatoes. Y'all like gravy on your tomatoes? Man, I'm telling you what, put you some of that sausage gravy on your tomatoes and you ain't never had nothing like that. Can I get a witness? How come I always get off on food? All this suffering I'm doing. You know, the devil will come by and say, look how hard you have it. Think about really how hard it is. No peace. Destroyed, amen, life. And then on top of that, hell. But Ruth, tell us about Grandma Ruth. Amen. Tell us about her. I'll tell you what it was. Amen. She was a Moabitish woman. Amen. But God had a place in His kingdom for her because she said, I'm not turning back. Amen. And God can raise up children. God can raise up those. Hallelujah. And praise God however He wants to. God loves to make a fool out of the devil. And He will. He'll make a fool out of him. Just give him a little time to work. I'm telling you, cousins come in, you know, and they're all dressed this way and that way and all that. And I remember I always felt like, you know, I never really fit in because God touched my life young. When I was young, the Lord touched me. And at a very young age, by His grace, but I preached when I was 13. When I was 13 years old, I'd preach and pray and seek God, and I thank God for it. Amen. And witness to people and stuff. Never seemed like my words come out right. And but anyways, and you know, now I look at their life. I look at, you know, if you look on the worldly side, they ain't got nothing. I mean, ain't got nothing. And I mean, sometimes the devil say, look, you know what you could have. Yeah, devil, look what I could have. Amen. I thank God. I think I'll just stay right in the holiness way. I think I'll just stay right in the old path. Hallelujah. Not just the church called old path, but amen, the old path. Hallelujah. He said, search out for the old path and walk therein. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I was in a church one time, revival service, and there were some folks that used to come here, and I was there. This preacher's getting up, and he is preaching on, go back to the old path. And I wanted to jump up and say, yeah, go back to the old path. But anyways, hallelujah. I thank God, amen, for what is right and living right. Hallelujah. I've never been sorry that I trusted his name. I'm preaching tonight on, I'm going through. The devil said, look at the waters. Amen. Look at the fire you're going through. Look at the test you're going through. Yeah, devil, you're right, but I'm going through. Hallelujah. And I'm not here to stay, and there is no turning back. Sister Bethany's got some family too. Amen. This one cousin was in church, you know, and she didn't have it as good, and her folks wasn't saved, but she decided she was going to go, you know, this way instead of God's way. I think the Lord had called her to Bible school or missionary or something like that. And Bethany had talked about her a lot, and I never met her, you know, and she told me the story about how she chose, you know, to go the good way. Not that old hard way. Come on now. Amen. I remember we was at that service. Oh God. Ain't got nothing. You know. Hooked on drugs. And the devil make a fool out of you. Yeah. Amen. Here comes Bethany, you know, got these children. And we don't do it for that reason. God can take it away at any moment. Everything we have can be gone just like that. But I'm telling you, I know where it came from. Hallelujah. It came straight from God. And you know, some people, amen, like the sister was talking the other day, they live under a curse. God can't bless some things. And He won't bless it. He can't. Esau said, can't you bless me? And Isaac said, no, I can't bless you. Because some things God can't bless. And we need to learn that. And there are some things, amen, that when you make a decision for God, God's going to bless you. Hallelujah. I said He's going to bless you. And the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and He addeth no sorrow with it. And that doesn't mean you're going to have millions, but I can guarantee you one thing. You'll always have food to eat and clothes to wear. Woo, because one man wrote and said, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen. I'm talking about God's way is the right way. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you with his bright lights, amen, and shiny things, amen, that the far country is better, because you know what the end is. It's nothing but a pig pen, young people. It's all it is a pig pen. Many a people woke up in the pig pen, but thank God they woke up in the pig pen. Amen. The rich man woke up in hell. And I preached one time on where will you wake up? Will you wake up in the pig pen or will you wake up in hell? Amen. Or you can wake up tonight. Thank God. I know this is Wednesday night. Amen. But the Lord can speak to hearts and God can put it in our children's hearts and put it in our hearts. No turning back. I'm never turning back. I'm never going back on God. I got my foot on the rock and my mind made up. Amen. Devil, you can throw whatever you want to at me, but I'm not giving up. They said that in the British Isles, said that some of those world conquerors would come in there and beat them men down. Said it was like dead men rising up. Said they'd get up. One guy wrote and said, we defeated them time and time again. He said, but we knew we defeated them, but they didn't know we defeated them.
And I'm telling you right now, the devil can shout the victory. Amen. But the Bible says, rejoice not over me, O mine enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise. Amen. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall give me light. Amen. Somebody ought to tell the devil, I may be down, but I'm coming back. My prayers may be weak, but they'll be strong soon. Amen. You may have me beat down, but I'm not giving up. I'm going on and I'm not turning back. Retreat is not something I'm going to do. I'm going on for God. I'm going on with Jesus just the same. I might not be what I want to be. And I'm not what I'm going to be. But thank God I'm not what I was. Hallelujah. The devil will use the truth against you. And look, you made this mistake. Look, you done this. Look, you picked this back up. Well, let me tell you something, devil. Thank you for bringing it to my mind. I'll pray through over it right now, and I'm going on for God. When something comes to your mind that's wrong, repent right then. Don't wait till the next service. Don't wait till that night. Repent right then. I was in a service one time, and this boy took his cell phone right then, and just, I mean, of course, you know, probably, you know, fighting things on it and looking at bad things or something. I mean, he just got to throwing it down and beating it right there. I'm sure he went and bought another one, but I'm telling you right now, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, whatever it takes, hallelujah. I'm going through, hallelujah. I wanted to preach two things, no turning back and taking a stand, hallelujah. Sometimes you got to take a stand. God's people has to take a stand. Amen, it's a stand that sometimes is not easy. It's a stand that sometimes is hard on the flesh, but the Bible said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, hallelujah, done everything to stand. When you've done everything to stand, just stand, hallelujah. When you've done everything you know to do to stand for what's right, just stand, hallelujah, just stand for what's right, amen, stand for what God wants, because God is in control. Hallelujah. God is in control. And we take a stand, God stands with us. Hallelujah. The three Hebrew children, I know I was preaching about it Sunday morning, but I can't get away from it. I wouldn't even put it in my notes because I talked about it Sunday morning. But the Word of God is real, and I'm going to talk about it again tonight. They wouldn't bow to that image. You know, there may not be a golden image you can see, but there is a golden image outside these doors. And the devil's saying, if you don't bow, I will burn you up. Amen. There's all types of golden images. And they're playing their music. Oh, God help us. This world is going to hell, church, and a whole time they can't even hear because the music that's in their ears. They just think they're just having the grandest time. And I'm going to tell you something. Hey, man, it's so soon. Heaven is so soon. You can't imagine how close it is. We can't imagine how close the coming of the Lord is. We cannot even imagine how close it's going to be wrapped up just like that. I'm talking about the Jewish people. They're ready to build that temple. I mean, they could have it built before we even know it was built. Offering sacrifices and all that. I mean, they're waiting on it. They've raised those heifers. They've raised those cows, those bullocks, and those that red heifer, and they're ready to cleanse that stuff with that blood and the ashes of that red heifer, and they cleanse that stuff so they can put it in the temple. They're ready. It's been ready for years. Amen. Saints of God, I mean, all it takes is just one snap and one sign of a finger, and they'll be putting chips in people's hands, and they won't be no cash or nothing. You know that all? We're right here. I believe it. We're right here. Amen. Amen. That's why we've got to take a stand and get a bulldog grip on the things of God. Because there will be powers of hell that people will sway to and fall to that Antichrist spirit. A man can't stand against the spirit. You can't war against the spirit. A spirit has power over a man, over a human, over the flesh. And I'm going to tell you something. When you got the Holy Ghost, you have the power of God, and you got a grit in your heart, and you say, you know what? I'll starve to death. You can cut my head off or do whatever, but I'm not taking the mark of the beast or anything like it. Amen.
People say, I won't take the mark of the beast, but they'll take the smallest things that the devil offers them. They say, well, I'll never take the mark of the beast, but they'll give in for just the littlest thing.
My Lord, help us. We can't be worldly people. We've got to be right with God in our heart and in our life. Because God's coming back for His church. Hallelujah. I said He's coming back for a church that's battle-worn and weary. But in their heart, they've stood the test. Amen. And they stood against the enemy. And they said no to the things of the world and the devil. And they fought victory after victory, battle after battle. And God's gave them victory after victory. Amen. And they stood on the word of God. And now He's coming back for a church. Hallelujah. And you know what? All of heaven's going to rejoice when the bride of Christ walks through those gates. We're not going to go dragging in, Brother Wayne. We're going to go sweeping through the gates. Woo, hallelujah. I told Brother Wayne I had a dream about him. I don't know if it was from God or what, but I dreamed just the other night. Amen. Hallelujah. That he was running around this church and shouting, and I was watching him. He was running around this church and praising God and hollering. And I was looking, I said, man, I might as well join him. And I couldn't catch him. I mean, running and shouting around here, hallelujah, and praising God. I told him about it. You know what he said? I hope we do it tonight. Praise God. We might not do it tonight, but we'll do it soon. Amen. Give us another chance. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch out, devil. Amen. It might be Wednesday night, but there'll come another time. Hallelujah. We're still going to pray. We're still going to fast. We're still going to win the victory. Amen. You haven't beat us all down. We're going on. And God's going to give us the victory and turn it around and send revival and save souls and fill with the Holy Ghost. Why? Amen. Because we're going to take a stand.
Take a stand. Having done all to stand, the Bible said, be not weary in well doing. For in due season ye shall reap. If ye faint not. You know what the devil wants to do? He wants to make us so tired of fighting. Yeah, amen. I know I'm preaching too long and I'm almost done. Hallelujah. But you know what? When they attacked us on 9/11, that Taliban, if you took all those terrorists and lined them up in one field, and said, okay, come on, United States, let's go. They'd wipe them out in a New York minute.
Amen.
And if you took the devil and all his army and lined them up, said, okay, come on, God, let's go.
My God's going to sit in the heavens, the Bible said, and laugh.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Lord is going to destroy them with his mouth. And the blood's going to come up to the horses in the horses' mouths in that battle, that great battle. And God's going to holler out and call all the fowls of the earth and said, come to the feast. And I got you a feast over here, and it's a bunch of dead people. But you know the devil don't fight like that. He comes in like that Taliban did, and they sneak in and get in. And we're not aware of them. And they use terrorism. And on 9/11, businesses were shutting down. People was taking money out of banks. And people was going to gas stations and getting gas. I mean, they was all types of fear. You know, because that's the way the devil works, is fear. He knows he can't beat you. But if he can make you think he's going to beat you, he's got you.
Think you're going to lose. You think.
Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. I know, amen, that God is the winner.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I know that God's going to give us the victory.
Hallelujah. Take a stand. Amen. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. James 1:12. Amen. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord, hallelujah, has promised. Amen. And I'm telling you, God, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. And if God promises something, he comes through with it. Amen. Blessed is the man that endureth. And then Hebrews 12:1, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Hallelujah. You know there's people standing on heaven's balcony right now saying, run on, go on, run the race. Amen. Fight on. Amen. Pray on. Fast on. Wherefore seeing. Amen. You know that word seeing. You know what that means? Open your eyes and see. Hallelujah. Oh God, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. Every weight. I'm talking about when God says everything. God taught me that here a while back in a special way. I was at a service. Amen. A special service, and they took up an offering, and I felt like the Lord said, you give everything you have in your wallet. And you know, I know, amen, I still had money in the bank and all that, so, and I had a little bit of cash, and I felt like the Lord, amen, said, give everything. Amen. So I took, amen, it was a real good service. The Holy Ghost was there. Amen. And it, I mean, it wasn't like a lot, like thousands or even hundreds, probably, I mean, maybe. But just, you know, and I took everything out of my wallet and put it in. I felt in my pocket, and I had some change. And I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and give this. And I'm telling you, they passed by, and the Lord started saying to me, I said, everything. I said, Lord, I mean, it was like 60-some cents, you know, that I had. And the Lord said, everything. And I'm telling you, I got so much under conviction, I had to embarrass myself and go find them and give them that change. And that was embarrassing to me, but I'd rather give everything than hold back. I thought after I did it, Lord, why was I even embarrassed over something so little? But you know what? Something little to me is big to God. Just like something big to you is little to God, like cancer or diabetes or heart failure. Hallelujah. That's big to us, but that's little to God. But don't ever forget, something little to us is big to God, because he wants everything. Stand together with me tonight. I know I preached too long, but I sure enjoyed doing it. Hallelujah. Can you just lift your hand up toward heaven and say, I'm going through. Hallelujah. I'm going through. Can you just say, no turning back. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. Can you just say, I'm taking a stand. I'm going to take a stand. Amen. Devil, I'm taking a stand. I know it might just be me, but I'm taking a stand. I'm not giving up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your people tonight, God. Touch our hearts, Lord, and bless us, Lord, to worship you. Amen. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going through, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, brother, now will you take up the cross, give up the world, and count it as dross. Sell all thou hast and give to the poor. Then go through with Jesus and those who endure. I'm going through. I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I started with Jesus and I'm going through. I'd rather walk with Jesus alone. Have for my pillow like Jacob a stone. Living each moment with his face in view, then shrink from my pathway and fail to go through. Sing it. I'm going through. I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I start in with Jesus, and I'm going through.